Stewart Republican Representative Gail Harrell is both committee bills' main sponsor in her role as the chair of the House Children, Families, and Senior Subcommittee. The first one is aimed at redesigning Florida's mental health and substance abuse systems.
As we worked very hard last year on child welfare, we really realized that the driving forces of so many cases of child abuse had to do with mental health and substance abuse and domestic violence. And domestic violence is the result of, to a large degree, mental health and substance abuse. So we spent this last year looking at and deciding what we could do to change the system in Florida dealing with mental health and substance abuse.
The Florida Department of Children and Families currently contracts with 7 managing entities across the state, which then manage the local contracts for substance abuse and mental health services. Harrell says the goal is to empower the managing entities to transform into what she calls, quote, coordinated care organizations, though she says she's still working out that definition. That's a problem Mary Ruiz with Florida Council for Community Mental Health hopes get cleared up. She's one of the founding board members for the largest managing entity in Florida, the Central Florida Behavioral Health Network. She supports efforts to redesign the system, but she urges caution as lawmakers go forward.
These care managers, these case managers in the community working for these agencies have lifetime relationships with these children and adults. These are the people they call when they're scared, when they don't know what to do, when they're not getting their medications, when they need to find a primary care doctor. So my concern is that we go a little further in defining things so that we protect and encourage the proper roles and also the relationships that we currently have in place with our patients.
Still, what Harrell does know is the measure would open up the state's mental health care services to for-profit companies, which is not the current model.
What we're trying to do here is remove the restraints of the managing entities to really empower them and to make sure that they are incentivized to serve the population appropriately.
And Lantana Democratic Representative Lori Berman says while she's on board with the overall reforms, she questioned the need to make the system for profit.
I know in most of our other things with the CBCs and generally with the managing entities, most of the things we do are not for profit. Why are we deciding to change that model that we've done for so many years and allow for profit?
We really want to make sure we have competition. The way you improve a system is to have choices and competition.
And while she believes the bill is moving in the right direction, Natalie Kelly, representing the Florida Association of Managing Entities, too expressed some concerns that the bill is opening the door to for-profit health care services in a system that's nonprofit-based.
The most vulnerable citizens in the state of Florida are children in child welfare, our elders in the aging network that include people with Alzheimer's and dementia, and our people with mental illness. The CBCs, the community-based care lead agencies, there are 17 of them, they're all nonprofit. All 11 area agency on aging for our elders that oversee our elders' services are nonprofit. We should continue all 7 managing entities as nonprofit.
Still, Harrell counters, the parameters are not set in stone for CBCs or the community-based care agencies that provide services for foster care youth and their parents.
As far as CBCs go, CBCs can be for-profit. They happen now to all be non-profit, but they can, according to statute, be profit. So if they wanted to come into the playing field, they could compete as well.
And the measure passed the House Health and Human Services Subcommittee, so did another committee proposal mainly authored by Harrell that builds on an overhaul of Florida's child welfare agency that passed last year aimed at reducing child abuse deaths. She says among one of the major changes in the bill is expanding the role of investigative teams that respond to child death cases and report on whether DCF needs to change its policies.
And it allows critical incident rapid response teams to report on other child deaths, including open cases. And it also requires the CERT advisory committees to meet quarterly rather than annually and report quarterly.
And as both measures head to the House floor, similar bills are still moving in the Senate as well. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.